Deputy Attorney General James Cole says a top goal for marijuana enforcement must be preventing minors from gaining access to the drug. The federal government outlined 8 priorities, including preventing drug driving, violence, and firearm use. Cole put both Colorado and Washington on notice, saying state marijuana regulations must be effective and robust.
And when we see somebody who is marketing marijuana in a way that's going to be attractive to minors, we're going to go after them. If we see somebody who's growing and cultivating marijuana so they can import it or export it out of state, we're going to go after them.
But Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa wasn't convinced. He worries Colorado won't be able to contain marijuana grown and sold within its borders. He also criticized the federal government for not suing to strike down the state laws and stop large-scale marijuana legalization.
Prosecutorial discretion is one thing, but giving the green light to an entire industry predicated on breaking federal law is quite another.
Dr. Kevin Sabat also testified before lawmakers. He directs the Drug Policy Institute at the University of Florida. He believes regulators won't be able to contain the marijuana industry and says it will follow the path already paved by alcohol and tobacco.
In a country with a First Amendment, in a country that has seen the alcohol and tobacco industries relentlessly target kids, and by the way, target addicts, because these industries do not make money off of casual users. What I worry is that inevitably in this country, American-style legalization is commercialization, is promotion.
Governor John Hickenlooper's chief legal counsel assured the committee Colorado has a strong regulatory structure in place. Jack Finlaw acknowledged the state failed to properly oversee medical marijuana, but says he believes there will be enough resources to regulate recreational use. He also says the marijuana industry will partner with the state and federal government.
One of the things I've discovered is how entrepreneurial, how much integrity the folks in our state that have developed these new businesses have.
There's still a lot of gray area. For instance, marijuana businesses can't deduct the normal business expenses when filing taxes, and banks don't want to work with the marijuana industry for fear of federal prosecution. Deputy Attorney General James Cole says the Justice Department's in discussions with the banking industry.
Obviously, there is a public safety concern when businesses have a lot of cash sitting around. There is a tendency that there's guns associated with that, so it's important to deal with that kind of issue.
Colorado's first recreational marijuana shops are scheduled to open as early as January. The state finalized rules governing their operations on Monday. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.